If you're thirsty for big business ideas and lessons learned from people who have started up or started over, you've come to the right place. We've got shots of inspiration mixed with a few ounces of advice, delivered straight up by movers and shakers in Saskatoon's business community. So pull up a chair. This round's on us. Welcome to Chamber on Tap.
Hi, Trina.
Hi, T-Bone.
It's business for Christmas.
It is. I'm so excited for this episode.
It's a special something. You've got it all set up.
It is. It's a special night. So today we are going to be listening to our 2023 SAVEX Business of the Year winners, Aspen Films. We're excited to hear them speak. And also, it's our last episode of 2023. So, of course, I want to send out a big shout out to our sponsors for Chamber on Tap: Connexus Credit Union, Par Auto Body, Express Employment, Scotiabank, Market Mall, and Hudson Energy.
Got a memory like a steel trap. Amazing.
Of course, they're our sponsors. And of course, also a big shout out to Nadine Kanigan, our host. And how can I forget you, T-Bone? Thank you for all that you've done, especially with these podcasts.
Happy to do it. I love being in this room. I love this group of people. We've got Christmas happening.
So amazing.
Santa's in the corner getting drunk. It's going to be a great night.
Is that Santa or Jason?
Oh, that's Jason. Hey, Jason.
It's going to be a great night.
So, Caleb, what do you think has made your business stand out and get the recognition that you just recently received from the chamber?
Yeah, well, I think it's all from just a really strong foundation, I guess, and like a mature market that we often talk about. Saskatchewan is really our home base, and so this is where a lot of our work happens. I mean, obviously, we're national in presence, but this is home for us, Saskatchewan and Saskatoon specifically. It really just came down to the trust we've built with the people around here, and I think like Mike and Logan and Evan are like the exact opposite of shady was a word. Like, they're quite above board, very trustworthy, honest people who are just really wanting to grow and scale the business. And so I think learning under their wing what that like looks like and what that's going to take to continue all through the rest of Canada is really, really cool. But yeah, I think Saskatchewan specifically, we have a really sweet story here.
I'm trying to get maybe a sense then from you of what does your workforce look like?
Oh, sure.
Who else is on your team?
Yeah.
What are some of those core values that Aspen brings to the table, and what's important to you guys as a company?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I'll talk about the team because I think that's truly where we'll start. Very funny. Evan is the head of production all over Aspen. In our province here, we have a guy named Micah, and he is the chief of production. And he also is stubborn and won't move to Saskatoon, so he's in Rostern. Anyways, closer to our warm and corporate office, as you guys like to say. But he's really our guy that. He's our problem solver. He manages our crew. Here in Saskatoon, our office is at Innovation Place and really great space there, just on the second floor in the atrium. And we really love being there. It's a great ecosystem for the tech world, but also in the same time, we have a lot of great clients in that space. And so that's our hub for us. And then in Prince Albert, that's where Evan is. We do lots of video projects in Prince Albert, have a great relationship with the city of PA, and a similar story for Regina with our crew there, with Sepera. I guess how many of us are there total? There's 14 of us in Saskatchewan right now. That's including the admin team, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. And so anyways, yeah, really proud of all them, and they're really great to like Mike was saying, like do business with and just continue to add the talent that our team needs. And so yeah, really appreciate that. Some of the second part was the foundation and values of Aspen. We have any type of presentation for any large bid, small bid, or whatever it takes, we really try to press in that, like, we really want our clients to enjoy making video with us. Sometimes it can be a little bit of it can be a tough process. There can be a lot of unknowns with a lot of changes in projects, just like any project management world. But that's something we really push is the flexibility aspect and really wanting them to like the product, but also be successful in the marketplace. And I think that value that I hear about today, as I even hear about the stories, is really what I think kind of made Aspen what it is in the beginning, the flexibility stages, the willingness to push through the hard things and have the clients not carry the burden of the project, but the crew, because that's what we've been asked to do. That's probably at the forefront of my mind right now.
Because obviously when you think about being an award-winning business, you think, well, you're a very successful business, but those achievements and those accolades don't always equate to what truly defines success for you. So I guess what brings you the most amount of joy and where do you find the value in the type of work that you do?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think there's two sides of it. I think the production guys really love working on projects that are meaningful to them. And I think a lot of our clients, what we try to do is understand what their value and mission is as an organization and really like attach and bind and really hope to bring that to fruition. And so for our production crew, I'd say that's a big focus for them. Whether we work with small business, medium business, large business, nonprofits, or whatever in that space, like really trying to understand their vision and mission and making video in a way that they like working with us. I would say on my side of it, I really do enjoy like these events, the networking, the business development side of things, but then also just seeking out the new opportunities is super exciting. Like this is, Saskatchewan has a lot of amazing stories to tell. And I think part of our job is not just the business development side, but helping our clients understand what they need to tell them to be successful. And so I really enjoy that aspect of the business. It's not that, the service we sell, I think, is in very hot demand. There's a lot of great teams in Saskatchewan and around Canada, but I think truly the initial spark and the initial idea is when they see that, Aspen can be a part of this, and when our production crew brings it to life. It's a really fun process. Maybe the last thing I'll say to answer that is it's very fun whenever we finish a bit like a project, no matter the scale or whatever. We often, when I was working in the Warman office at the time, we'd often be like, oh guys, we just finished this, come watch it. We'd all watch it together and be really pumped up and compliment the team. We think that we feel that way and we know it's quality, and we understand that our clients feel that too. So
That must be very satisfying to say, okay, I've worked with a client, I have an idea of what their story is and how best to tell it, and then seeing that final product and obviously having a happy client at the end and having other people enjoy what you've done must feel very satisfying.
I feel like I need to reiterate that our Saskatoon team is truly phenomenal. Caleb is doing an amazing job at making the connections, doing his side, the business development, and our production team, they're just second to none. They're really, I sometimes just marvel, like, where did we even find these guys? Like, it's just amazing, truly. And really proud of them and the work they're doing. And through that good work, we work with almost everybody, you know, and I mean, that's kind of an exaggeration, but, you know, with the province, with all the major cities, the universities, you know, we work with Nutrien all the time and these major corporations. And so, we feel really, really proud and thankful for that. And a huge, huge credit to the team here in the Saskatoon area in making that possible.
Teams come with multiple different backgrounds, and maybe you can add to that a little bit where you're finding your talent. And managing a team is not for the faint of heart. So I would be also curious if one of you could comment on your leadership styles or your roles or who does what within the business, potentially when it comes to that team management as well.
Yeah, for sure. So one thing I was going to add, which is connected to that, is like Mike said, it's like we're always amazed, like, man, like we have the best production staff in Saskatoon, and you know, the talent just, you know, continues to amaze us, and you know, we do a lot of work in training and development of those existing staff and new staff to make sure. But one of the really cool things as well as a national company is that this amazing staff that Saskatoon brings. And honestly, like I think it's just a really unique culture component to Saskatoon is just like a hard work ethic. You know, you hear often it's like, oh, young people don't want to work or whatever. I mean, we employ a lot of, you know, early 20-year-old people who are not afraid to work and work hard and develop their skills. And actually just recently, so we have one of our staff who was leading the Saskatoon team, he just recently relocated to Kelowna. And then another one of our Saskatoon staff will be relocating to Calgary. And so now we have, you know, this amazing hotbed of training and development and recruitment in Saskatoon that is then able to go beyond and service our markets and lead teams in those other ways, and at the same time, we have lots of great leads, the recruitment side of things is unique, which is what you had mentioned, and to kind of address that, like most people may be familiar with the always be closing kind of sales mentality, We basically have the always be hiring HR strategy. Okay. Whether or not we necessarily have a existing position that we're trying to fill actively, it's kind of just this position where you're always furthering conversations with people that have the right skill set, have the right personality, who, because you never know, you know, the right project sells at the right time, and all of a sudden you need to increase a team capacity by a huge amount, or you know, maybe you just identify somebody who, this person's skill set, it's like, we don't really know what you're gonna do, but we just know you're such a high quality individual that you're gonna bring so much value to our organization, regardless, that, you know, we want to be furthering these conversations. And so that's kind of our HR strategy. And Mike, myself, I would say maybe take the lead on it. Evan's obviously very involved as well. But we very much try and be in that always be hiring mentality.
That's a good headspace to be in, because you can train people to do most things, especially if you aren't requiring them maybe to come out of a specific school or with a certain amount of training. Probably those are assets. But finding the human element that really jives with your team is the biggest compliment. I think it's the biggest thing you can do for your team. So it is nice, that mentality that we're always hiring, and that probably fits with your business of sort of taking over nationally. So it's nice to see you also putting Saskatoon and Saskatchewan on the map in other provinces to say, hey, our headquarters are here, we're producing here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm curious as to what sort of next in your, you know, if you look to the year ahead, and what are some of the bigger goals that you guys have for the Aspen team, if you can share? Some of them might be confidential, but.
No, not overly confidential, to be honest. Like, you know, for the most part, our vision is basically look at what we have in Saskatoon. You know, we have a fully functioning office with a local account manager, you know, 5 or 6 local production staff servicing a local market. And I mean, the amazing thing is we see tons of opportunity for continued growth just in Saskatoon alone. And we certainly are pursuing that. But basically what we always talk about is, you know, our vision for the next stage is replicating Saskatoon in every major market across Canada. Basically without exception. And so, I mean, we're already starting to see the initial stages of that, where, you know, we have multiple production staff in certain locations, and, you know, we're actively looking for local account managers to be selling into those markets. And so the next stage will be, you know, local offices where everyone's reporting to, which for me kind of makes my head spin, because I feel like that's a whole another level of operational and HR complexities that I'm going to have to figure out at that time. But we kind of, Mike could probably lean further into this, but we definitely have a sales first mentality, and we'll figure out the procedural things and fulfillment after. So maybe.
I think you said it well. Yeah.
Okay. But, did you see yourself becoming an entrepreneur? Like, you talked about, you know, you wanted something that was scalable. When you think back to your earlier self, did you, you know, have a little vision of potentially being an owner of a company someday, or was this just a path that sort of struck you when you weren't expecting it necessarily?
Yeah, I would say that I did to a degree, but it wouldn't have been with maybe complete clarity until I tasted sales. I think before I got a sales job, which I probably accepted to a certain degree begrudgingly, because sales kind of has a bit of a negative, you know, kind of reputation or connotation to it at times. But, you know, after living in that space for a number of years and seeing the excitement of growing a company, in that case, that wasn't my own, you know, but it was still a real thrill and enjoying, you know, thing to do and to grow into new markets. That, yeah, I think at some point in that, then I felt I'd love to do this, and it could be, you know, something I would own as well, or at least own part of. So,
yeah. So we touched on potentially going into the States. Is that something that you guys do have on your radar?
So there's. There's another small arm to our business, which we feel optimistic about, which is our software. We call it Aspen Web Services. So our core business is for sure video, but we do have 2 full-time team members now that do web services. And I mentioned the 1 custom platform that Evan developed specific to events. We have another custom software which is an awards management software. It's very niche, but I believe the Saskatoon Chamber is one of our clients, so thank you.
Most likely.
Yeah, and it's used all across Canada, the software, and so we're actually looking to that to be our spearhead into the U.S. market, because of course software is much easier to sell, you know, that way. And we already have clients all across the world with it, but just a small number. The vast majority are in Canada. But we see that as a good spearhead to test the waters of what does it look like to grow internationally. Mm-hmm. And then we strongly suspect that video will follow when the time is right. But actually, I have to give a shout out to Matt. So he's here there at the table in the middle, who started 3 days ago. But one of his roles is going to be spearheading some of that U.S. growth with the software specifically. So yes, it's certainly a dream. But right now, we feel very focused on Canada primarily. And exactly what Logan said, duplicating what we have in Saskatoon across the country, because we have a toehold across the country, but we'd love to get more established.
Right. Okay, so 3 days on the job. Okay. And you see this amazing team of mentors and managers in front of you. That's pretty exciting. Well, see, obviously you've got a growth plan there. If you're bringing in new employees, that shows you've got room to go there. Caleb, I want to ask you, we have a room full of business owners and as such, I'm curious, in your opinion, why should, and you know, why do all business owners or businesses need to have some video content? How is it going to help us market our businesses? Sometimes we think, oh, I'm a small business, I can't afford to do something like this. What can you say to all of us in the room reassure us that is the way that we should go in the digital space?
I would say it's what it's easily like. I mean, probably the number one reason is the most like engaged with content online. When you kind of look at the postings from pictures just to text to videos, like if you want to like reach an audience, that's the number one way to do it. I would probably say when it comes to the actual side of why businesses, I think it's twofold. Obviously, it's marketing and branding, but at the same time, something I really enjoy is the actual process with the business. I think they, as much as they learn a lot, we learn a lot. And so, whether you're a small team, one person, HR company working out of your house that needs promotional content because you're working on national bids, or if you're, a nonprofit working in Saskatoon looking to raise funds or just have any events that are coming up, one of the best ways to promote the next year's events or even just to gain traction in that is through video production.
And then, small budget, large budget, you can maybe tailor something for everyone.
Sure. Well, I guess
everyone.
I can just elevator pitch all of you right now.
That's right. This is your time. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I would say, I mean, something that hasn't been mentioned yet is the breadth of Aspen's work, as we talk about, is we don't do any weddings and then we don't do any like Marvel movies, but anything in between, like that's so everything basically, besides those 2% of the work is what we do. And I would say there's room for any type of production that's being looked for. And one of the favorite things that we often say as companies, we're a very yes company. And so like we often love giving discounts to those projects for the nonprofits, and we love blowing away our clients and our major clients that ask us to do big budget productions as well. And so there's a space for everything. Video isn't this out of touch thing anymore. It's very accessible. And we try to make it as easy as possible to purchase a video with Aspen Film. So,
well, I was very fortunate because through one of our sister chambers, the Prairie Sky Chamber, the day, you guys did a little blip for our ultrasound center in Warman. And I mean, I obviously was willing to kind of go through whatever script you wanted, but it was very comfortable and it was very fun. And at the end of it, we still have a video. I think we were probably wearing masks at that point. I think it was probably through COVID. So a little bit, you know, maybe not as relevant now, but it was a really good opportunity and a really good exercise. Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll even mention that too. Obviously, as a business owner for you, like it's not these all lights, camera, action thing. It's like we get a camera in there, we get you mic'd up and get the shots we need and do
our part.
They'll
give you a lot of takes.
Yeah,
you need a lot of takes.
Nadine was good. One take wonder. But it's there really is room for both. There really is room for the large stuff and the small stuff. And that's what we try to do. And I think, as Mike had alluded to earlier, sometimes it really does feel like we've worked with most of Saskatoon because we really do try to say yes to both. And so I think that actually even speaks to I mean, not to brag, but why we're here, like on the stage. I think those little opportunities in business really lead to big opportunities, and oftentimes those small projects we said yes to at the beginning, like that's where the trust is built, that's where the relationship is built, and yeah, that's maybe I'd answer your question that way.
No, 100%. And I did want to again just bring this home to say that we're very proud of you and congratulations on being the winners of the Business of the Year this year. And Caleb, I just want to ask you what was going through your mind. A number of us were at the Savix Award, and we're kind of sitting there, and you know, you were very humble when you accepted it. So can you just reflect a little bit on what that meant to you at that moment in time, and what was going through your mind when you accepted the award?
Sure. Yeah. It's funny that, I mean, obviously you put the biggest award at the end, but you kind of sit there and you're clapping, you're really proud of these other businesses, and yeah, you're getting to the end. And I think I was just sitting there like, you know what, it's going to be great. Whoever wins, we're just going to network after. It's going to be really great. I don't even have to think about things. And then right before actually, like it was called up and that we had won, in my mind, I was like, okay, you know what, just in case, probably should think about something to say. And I think it was actually last year, was it Small Business New Venture? What, we were up for something. Yeah, Small Business. Yeah, something like that. And so I actually like wrote something out, really excited. We didn't win. The business that won for sure should have won. But this year I was like, you know what, I mean, once you kind of work with a company for a while and you're excited about it, it just kind of flows out of you naturally. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when I got up there, I was like, I think I was quite blown away. But at the same time, I felt in a weird way, undeserving and very deserving. It's been a really, it's been a wild year. And the years leading up to it has also been wild. And so I think it just kind of affirmed a lot of the things that we had been focused at, and the vision was planted, and it felt like we had kind of gotten somewhere. So,
well, thank you so, so much. And thank you all for being such an engaged audience. This was a lot of fun. So a round of applause for our 2023 winners.
This has been a distilled version of Chamber on Tap, a live event hosted monthly by the Greater Saskatoon Chamber of Commerce. Check out upcoming dates and speakers at saskatoonchamber.com or follow the Chamber on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram using the handle @thechamberyxe.
Produced at
Sound Lounge by T-Bone.